Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, May 18, 2026, through Friday, May 22, 2026. Monday, May 18, 2026. New Jersey tax preparer sentenced to 144 months in prison for $170 million COVID-19 tax credit scheme. Leon Hayes, a New Jersey tax preparer who sought more than $170 million in fraudulent COVID-19-related tax funds, was sentenced to 144 months in prison and 5 years of supervised release. According to documents in the case and evidence presented at trial, in response to the COVID-19 pandemic and its economic impact, Congress authorized an employee retention tax credit and sick and family leave credit that small businesses could use to help keep their businesses afloat and employees on payroll. From November 2020 to May 2023, Haynes orchestrated a massive multi-million-dollar scam to exploit those COVID-related tax credits for his own greed. As a tax preparer, Haynes prepared and submitted and worked with others to prepare and submit more than 1,900 false income employment tax returns to the IRS, claiming COVID-related tax credits on behalf of himself and his clients. Each of these tax forms contained a number of false statements. For example, the vast majority of the tax forms claimed a fictitious number of employees and/or fabricated wages. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Tuesday, May 19, 2026. Former executive of Chicago area nonprofit sentenced to prison for $1.9 million fraud schemes. Barbara Harris, a former executive of a Chicago area nonprofit organization, has been sentenced to a year in federal prison for misappropriating nearly $1.9 million through a pair of fraud schemes. Harris served as the executive director for the Center of Community Academic Success Partnerships, CCASP, which received government grants to provide after-school programs to schools in the Chicago area. From 2012 to 2017, Harris schemed with another CCASP executive, Tony Bell, to submit grant applications that inflated CCSP's projected annual expenses and falsely claimed that the organization would receive services from 5 subcontractors. In reality, Harris knew that the subcontractors, 2 of which were nonprofit groups run by Harris and Bell, provided no actual services to CCSP. From 2021 to 2023, while serving as co-executive director of another nonprofit, specifically the South Suburban Community Services, SSCS, Harris bilked the federally funded AmeriCorps VISTA program, which awards grants to nonprofits working to bring communities out of poverty. Harris submitted grant applications falsely representing that VISTA members would work for SSCS programs in the south suburbs of Chicago. Harris knew, however, that these SSCS programs had already been funded. The scheme resulted in approximately $1.8 million in losses to the Illinois Department of Education. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Wednesday, May 20th, 2026. Former Austin, Texas school bookkeeper sentenced for embezzling over $1 million. Alyssa Dietz Gisser was sentenced in federal court in Austin to 33 months in prison for wire fraud and tax evasion. According to court documents, Gisser was employed as a bookkeeper and accountant for a nonprofit private school in Austin for children with special needs and learning disabilities. Beginning in or around 2018, she began embezzling money from the school, directing payments to make tuition and other payments to a PayPal account connected to her consulting business. Gisser had renamed her business PayPal account to reflect the name of the school to misdirect the school's funds, to show that funds had been paid to the school, when in reality the funds had been transferred to her personal bank account to make credit card and mortgage payments and install an in-ground swimming pool at her residence. In total, between the PayPal payments and the checks deposited into her personal bank account, Gisser embezzled more than $1 million from the school. She also underreported her income by $863,963.32 between 2018 and 2021. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Thursday, May 21st, 2026. Ohio social media influencer sentenced to 6 years in prison for $20 million Ponzi scheme tax fraud. Tyler Bossetti was sentenced in federal court in Columbus to 72 months in prison. He received more than $23 million in investments from victim investors throughout the United States and abroad. In total, dozens of investors lost more than $11 million. According to court documents, from 2019 until 2023, Bossetti widely publicized what he described as a real estate investment program. Through his company, Boss Lifestyle LLC, Bossetti guaranteed large rates of return for short-term investments. He promoted the investment opportunities, offering returns of 30% or higher via social media channels such as Facebook and YouTube. Bossetti admitted to misappropriating investor funds to further his lifestyle and to make purchases such as rental payments on a condo in downtown Columbus, frequent travel, a $150,000 Mercedes SUV, and various cryptocurrency investments. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2026. Friday, May 22, 2026. Former NFL player sentenced to 16 years in prison for $197 million Medicare fraud. Joel Rufus French, a former NFL player who owned a marketing company and was the beneficial owner of 8 durable medical equipment DME companies, was sentenced to 196 months in prison for his role in a years-long scheme to bilk Medicare and the Civilian Health and Medical Program of the Department of Veterans Affairs, CHAMP VA, out of nearly $200 million by selling patient information and sham doctor's orders for orthopedic braces that patients did not want or need. In addition to the prison sentence, French was ordered to pay $110,753,619 in restitution and to forfeit approximately $17 million that the government seized from bank accounts and other assets. French paid sham telemedicine companies kickbacks to obtain signed doctor's orders from doctors and nurse practitioners who never examined and often never even spoke to the patients. He sold the orders to marketers and medical supply companies, which then submitted claims to Medicare. French also defrauded Medicare and CHAMP VA, the healthcare program for spouses and children of veterans who have or had a permanent and total service-connected disability or who died from a service-connected condition, by billing the programs for orthopedic braces through 8 DME supply companies that he owned and managed, using straw owners and false documents to hide his connection to the companies from Medicare. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2026.
The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 11th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.